During the seminarian formation, there is a moment, there's a particular time every seminarian must go through this particular program called Clinical Pastoral Education, called the CPE. That is more like a peak point, peak moment of seminary formations, because it's quite challenging. What the CPE does is this, what the Clinical Pastoral Education does this. So each seminarian is assigned to go to the hospital. And in this hospital setting, the seminarians are meeting the patients. And then seminarians are meeting all those people who are ill, those people who are about to die, and normally those people who die. And while seminarians going through this, he or she, they are finding who they are. They are finding the reality of humanity. At the same time, all the struggles, all the feelings in the person's heart. And then they learn how to incorporate that in their ministry life. So CPE. So I was I got the CPE assignment at Breckenridge Hospital. Now it became a Ascension Network now, but it used to be a Seton Breckenridge Hospital. Used to be the city hospital. And so I was a CPE. I was the chaplain intern at Breckenridge, which was trauma center. I'm not sure about now, but used to be trauma center. So all this crazy stuff coming. I was a chaplain intern at the ICU. And I was also chaplain intern. At the same time, I was taking care of the emergency there center, trauma center at Breckenridge, and Dell Medical Children's Center, PQ, pediatric ICU, two toughest place. I was like, I don't know why they put me there, both tough place. And then also Dell Medical Children's Center was just opened. So when I was assigned, it was the very first time the Dell Medical Children's Center was open. So think about this, PQ. All the children are coming. And the trauma center, all these things are coming. So I was the chaplain. I think you got the idea now. Craziness, huh? I remember a particular scene. It was a Saturday. I was on-call chaplain, intern. And my pager was like every hour I got these things. Because there was an event in the Austin, the motorcycling event there. I think annually they have that. And when the motorcycling event happens, my pager never stopped. But then I got a call from Dell Medical Children's Center, PQ, pediatric ICU. The head nurse called me and said, "Chaplain, you need to come." I went there. There was a mother who lost a baby by accident. I'm not going to go into more details because it's a little bit graphic. But it was tragedy. The parents were sitting there. They just lost their baby. 1.5 years old. I saw mother and I saw the father. But the mother, I would never forget her face. She did not have a soul. I mean, her face was just completely numb. I introduced myself as a chaplain. But they just looked at me, especially mom was looking at me almost like a zombie, I think. And I just sat down right next to her. Sometimes being with the person is better than saying something. Then all of a sudden, she looked at me and said, "Why? Why does God allow this?" But that was the question, but she said only why. Today, we celebrate the feast day of Holy Innocents. But imagine that. Imagine that happened every single home. Imagine that these babies were pulled out from the arms of parents, especially mother, and in front of them, they were killed. Imagine that. Imagine that all these mothers lost the babies in front of them. For what? For one person's selfishness, fear, and the desire to possess the earthly power, and that brought the entire horror in that day, on that day. Now, also another aspect of this is this, today's day is this. Obviously, these babies, they didn't have any cognitive function. They did not choose to die. Then how does church say that they are martyrs? They did not choose to die for Christ, but they died in place of Christ. I want to emphasize, they did not die for Christ. They died in place of Christ. Good example is Saint Maximilian Kolbe. We honor Maximilian Kolbe so much. Why? 10 people were chosen because the prisoner ran away. So Nazis wanted to kill the 10 prisoners to become an example, not to escape the concentration camp. So Saint Maximilian Kolbe volunteered, and he died in place of someone else. So these innocent children died in place of Christ. It's more like a prelude of what Jesus was about to do. He died in place of us, for us, in a sense. That's why we honor the Holy Innocents, because they died in place of Christ. That's why we honor all those parents who lost their children because of Christ, because for Christ. I think you got the idea, right? Huh? You see, the Holy Innocents, all the innocent babies died for Christ. We tend to beautify these things, but there is a cruelty behind the scene. Therefore, in the midst of our season of joy, we also remember these innocent babies who died in place of Christ. Jesus Christ, there are a lot of things happen for Christ, in Christ. So now I want to conclude my homily with the story which I think you deserve to know. So she asked the question, why? What should I say at that moment? Must be the Holy Spirit. And I just looked at her and said, I don't know why this thing happened, but Christ cried with you. And I cried. I just grabbed her. I wept. Because I was sad. And she wept. And Father wept. We three of us just hold and we just cried, cried, and cried. And then she looked at me and said, thank you. She didn't say that to me. She said that to Christ in me. I want to say to my holy innocent babies, I really do. I mean, they are in heaven. But thank you. really, thank you. Thank you for your witness. I can go on and on and on because there are so many layers of today's, I didn't even talk about the scriptures or anything, but there's so many layers there. My brothers and sisters, again, we do the same thing, don't get me wrong. We have a little things like this. We don't want to lose this. Therefore, in exchange of something else, we hold this. When we hold this, there's a something else we lose. If we want to possess this thing, we always lose something else. That is a danger of, I believe, control. So my brothers and sisters again, sisters, the holy innocence, we still have a lot of things going on in the world. As you know, that so many babies are still dying. Innocent, even did not even see that the light of the world, in the name of convenience, so many babies are dying still. And still we are holding these things to control in exchange of something else. And the powers and the authorities, and then that things, in the name of all these things, so many innocent people are suffering. In place of Christ, there are so many people who are suffering and dying. So let's remember them today. And let's pray for them. Especially let's pray for all those innocent ones. Let us offer ourselves today to Jesus. And if possible, if just possible, let's thank our holy innocent ones and their parents today. They really died in place of Christ.